Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So. Wild card weekend is upon us.
Get a little excited.
Let's get to it. Some NFL picks. Are you set, Taz? Are you set and ready to go?
I'm ready to go, sir.
All right. Let's begin game number one, shall we?
Yes, sir.
Titans-Chiefs. First game on Saturday of the double dip. Late in the afternoon in Kansas City as the Chiefs are an 8.5-point favorite over Tennessee. I'd love to tell you I'd like the Titans. I don't love the number. I think you can go either way with the selection. And I think that's a good thing, and that's exactly what Las Vegas wants because they want bets on either side of the angle. But if I'm going to lean one way, I'm going to take Kansas City because I think the Chiefs have looked healthier the last couple of weeks. Number one, offense has looked a lot more explosive. Hill has dealt with a hip injury. Alex Smith has got Patrick Mahomes dealing, breathing down the back of his neck. So you look at a Kansas City team where early on in the season they looked like world beaters. Then they couldn't find a way to win and now seem to have found themselves once again as your AFC West champ. A Tennessee Titan team that gets themselves in. Mariota dealing with a hamstring injury, has not ran as much, more interceptions than touchdowns this year. The Titan offense has not nearly been as explosive as many people would have expected this year. I don't love the pick, I'm telling you that, because I could see this being a touchdown game. However, I'll take the better team at home, Kansas City, laying the 8.5. That's pick number one for me.
All right, Moose, I am on the same page as you. I like the pick because I agree with the pick, and I'm the same way. I'm fine with giving the 8.5. I'm taking the Chiefs also. Look, I think it's going to be cool. I understand Mariota's got the hammy going on, but I think you got two very athletic, mobile quarterbacks here in Smith and Mariota, which makes it an exciting game for me personally.
Sure.
Look, Titans defense has been pretty good lately. At the end of the day, they're the better team, meaning the Chiefs. And I just think that's why they're going to win the game. And being home, I think that's going to help also the Chiefs. Titans they're just not there. I have no problem giving the 8.5. You think it'll be a touchdown game, you think?
Yeah. Well, it could. I mean, I don't love the pick, but I would take the better team at home. Kansas City.
I'm on the same page.
All right,
agree.
So there we go. That's pick number one. Now over to the NFC.
We are allowed to agree.
We are allowed to agree.
Oh, I'm making a statement. So
game number two on Saturday, Falcons-Rams in Los Angeles as L.A. is a 5.5-point favorite. And a lot of people are going to tell you that the Falcons are back, that they found themselves. I mean, they've been in a Super Bowl since last year, blowing that 28-3 lead to the New England Patriots. Shanahan losing him as offensive coordinator and a play caller has certainly been an issue. Steve Sarkisian has not been as good. They still have the weapons. I mean, they're all there. Coleman, Freeman, Julio Jones, Matt Ryan, who was the MVP last year, not played like an MVP this year. Now they go on the road in Los Angeles against the Ram team. Well, how do you not love what McVay and Goff have done? Gurley, MVP candidate, running it. The ability to get guys open, generate offense. Defense, Aaron Donald being able to get after the quarterback and crush the run as well. I'm going to take the Rams. Home team, laying the 5.5. That's pick number two for me.
All right, well, I hear you. I'm going the other route.
Okay.
I'm going to take the 5.5. I'm taking the Falcons. Even though that defensive line for the Rams scares me, it does. But I believe in Matty Ice. I believe in Devontae Freeman. I think Devontae Freeman is going to have a really good game here. I just feel that. Gurley, I'm terrified, no doubt. Gurley's the man for the Rams. He's the man. He's going to be the MVP. I really believe that. But Matty Ice is the man. He's kind of a clutch guy, hence the nickname. Devontae Freeman, I think he's going to run amok. They got to be careful. I think what Matt Ryan, what he's got to do here, he's got quick passes, I think, would be his friend because of that front four that the Rams have. You know, they're legit. So, but I'm gonna go against you the opposite way. I'm going to take the points. I'm going with Atlanta.
All right. Those are your Saturday games. So we both agree on the Chiefs laying the 8.5. Taz is taking the Falcons plus the 5.5. I'm going to take the Rams laying the 5.5. All right. Game number three. Let's go to the Sunday action. Early game. Buffalo down in Jacksonville taking on the Jaguars. Jacksonville laying the 9. I'm gonna take the Bills plus the 9 because I think it's too many points. I don't think Buffalo's gonna win it. I don't think the Bills are marching on to the divisional round, but I do think it's too many points. I know LeSean McCoy is dealing with the ankle injury, not 100%, and clearly his impact is great in this game. However, I look at Jacksonville. They wanted to win that Week 17 game, and they played dreadful against it. I mean, they were dreadful against the Tennessee Titans. Yeah. I have concerns about Bortles in a big-time spot. I know Leonard Fournette. I know Leonard Fournette just bought all of his offensive linemen Rolexes.
Yeah, that's
down
a nice deal. 5 Rolexes. That's a big coin,
right? I mean,
where
does a Rolex go? $10,000 a pop? $20,000?
You might want to up that a little bit. Depends which one. I mean, I have the anniversary one. So if it depends which one you go with.
What is that? $20,000, $25,000?
That's
right,
$28,000.
Yeah. So you're looking at roughly $100,000 that he dropped on his offensive line. Good for Fournette.
I hope people think of. I worry about Moose, that people don't realize that I joke around. Like, so much stuff I say, I'm being sarcastic. I think some people don't get my sense of humor, but I digress.
I'm
making it about me. I'm sorry, Moose.
No, it's all right. You always bring back. We're making wild card weekend picks, and Taz talks about it, how people don't understand his humor.
Will you stop?
It's always about
that time. You're right. I did do that.
I mean, you brought it back to yourself. God bless. I mean, honestly.
You're right. I did that. I did that.
Having a conversation with you at home must be fantastic.
I don't talk at home. I'm not allowed. No, because you were joking. We were saying about the Rolexes.
I know.
I don't have a Rolex.
I'm joking.
I know you know my sense of humor.
I get it.
Oh,
I just don't trust Jacksonville to win this game convincingly. I love the defense. Now, Buffalo could turn the ball over 3 times in the game.
I know.
And this could end up being, 27-10 final. I'm going to go on the idea they play a relatively clean game. If I go on the idea that they play a relatively clean game, I don't look at Jacksonville as being that kind of a margin team. So I'll take the Bills plus the 9. That's pick 3 for me.
All right. Well, we agree on this. Again, to your point about the amount of points, I'm going to take my Bills. But I'm nervous here. I just don't want us to get embarrassed. Look, that Saxonville, man, that defense, they're great. I think they're like number 2, number 3 in the whole overall defense for the NFL. I mean, they're really tremendous. Talk about front four, 2 defensive tackles, 2 defensive ends or rush ends that they run mucho stunts with their linebackers. The defense is tremendous for Jacksonville. And when you don't have your key back in Shady, which is, as we go on the air live here across the nation on CBS Sports Radio, from what we understand, Shady is on the fence that he might play. And I heard him get interviewed yesterday. He had to leave practice during the beginning of practice where you're doing a regular team stretch. And LeSean left practice because his ankle didn't feel right. And then he interviewed him. Basically said, I'm going to play. I think I could play. I just want to be able. I could walk, he said. I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. Are you going to play? You're not going to play? I think he's going to play because he's got heart. He's frustrated because he can't help his team win. He plays a position, every position on the field in football. You need your ankles. You need to be able to run. But this guy, his whole game is planting and juking guys. I don't know how he's going to do that with a bum ankle. I don't know how. And I love his heart. I love his toughness. I love the player he is. If he does play, I don't think he's going to be a factor whatsoever. Nevertheless, against a defense that Jacksonville has. But I'm going to take the points with you, dude. It's 9 points. That's a lot of points. I'm going to take the Bills.
All right. Game number 4 and the 4th and final game of Wild Card Weekend. We head down to New Orleans. Late game on Sunday.
The big
as
one.
The Saints entertain the Carolina Panthers rivalry. 2 teams that can't stand one another in the Dome that will be absolutely rocking there in the Bayou. I'm going to take the Saints. I'm going to lay the touchdown. New Orleans is a 7-point favorite. I'll give you the reasons why. I think New Orleans, and as they showed you against Carolina in the regular season, I think they're too good of a team, and they're a better football team than Carolina. Newton, can he avoid the big-time mistake? I don't know if he necessarily can. It's a different Saints team, as Taz and I have discussed throughout the course of the morning. Running it, Ingram, Kamara, the extension of the run with Kamara as well, catching the ball coming out of the backfield. I just think New Orleans is good enough defensively, and I think they're going to be more consistent offensively as well. I'm going to take the Saints. I'm going to lay the touchdown. That's pick number 4 for
okay,
me.
Okay, you make like awesome points, I mean, no doubt. I mean, great, great points, which I'm not surprised because you're the man. But like I said earlier, I kind of teased this thing here. I just can't go against Cam. I'm gonna take those points, and I'm gonna take the Panthers. I'm taking the Panthers.
You're gonna take the Panthers plus the 7.
Yes, sir. I think Cam is gonna come out hot. I really do. I think McCaffrey's gonna have a good game. The defense of the Panthers, I believe in them. I just feel like they're gonna win this game. I just think Cam is gonna have a big day. I really do. Hopefully he doesn't, you know, play horrible and I look like a jabroni. But I really stand behind this here. Look at the Saints. No knock on the Saints. I mean, this is going to be a great game. I can't wait with Breeze and Kamara, Ingram. Like you said, we talked about it. You know, Michael Thomas. I mean, these guys are the defense is stellar. You know.
Yep.
I just think Cam's that big clutch son of a gun, and he's going to have a big game. Big game.
All right. So you're going to take the Panthers plus the 7.
Yes,
all right.
Sir. Yes, sir.
My four picks. I'm taking the Chiefs minus the 8.5. Rams minus 5.5. Bills plus 9, and the Saints lay in the 7. Taz's four picks are Carolina plus 7, Bills plus 9. You're taking the Falcons plus the 5.5, and the Chiefs lay in the 8.
Yes, sir.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.